A war against Iraq would be the first battlefield test for the U.S. Army's Apache Longbow attack helicopters, the most lethal and sophisticated helicopters in the world. The Apache Longbow is an upgrade of the earlier Apache attack helicopters that saw extensive action in the 1991 Gulf War. 12 years ago, a unit of Apache A models armed with laser-guided Hellfire missiles destroyed an armored division of the Iraqi Republican Guards by itself. Last year, Apaches successfully supported U.S. ground forces searching for Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters in the mountains of Afghanistan. Like its predecessor, the Apache Longbow is also a long-range tank killer, capable of destroying heavy armored vehicles from as far as 12 kilometers away. But the newer model is full of state-of-the-art electronics that can do much more than simply shoot missiles. The key to the Longbow is a highly sophisticated radar system that could paint a battlefield, meaning it can identify more than 120 fixed or moving targets at once. With the push of a button, the radar can tell a small computer inside a Hellfire missile the exact location of a chosen target. The radar-guided Hellfires on the Longbow helicopters allow the pilots to fire and forget. That means a Longbow pilot can turn away from the target and seek safety as soon as he shoots off a missile. That is a vast improvement over the laser-guided Hellfire missiles on the older A-model Apaches, which require the pilot to stay locked on his target for almost a minute while the missiles are in flight. Hovering in a combat area makes the low-flying aircraft extremely vulnerable to ground fire and heat-seeking anti-aircraft missiles. Each Longbow also has a built-in high-speed data modem, which enables the pilots to electronically send position and target information to each other. Captain Scott Myers, the commander of an Apache company in an aviation unit under the 3rd Infantry Division, says the Longbow's emailing capability allows him to know exactly where his men are in the battlefield at all times.
That, to me, being a commander, is as useful as the radar system is, because I can pass information back and forth to the aircraft without having to talk on the radio, and a lot of it can be instantaneous. I can get their position very quickly.
While no one doubts the Apache helicopter's lethal capabilities, there are some who doubt its safety and reliability. Since the Apaches were introduced in 1984, the U.S. Army has grounded the aircraft 5 times to troubleshoot persistent problems. Last August, an Apache A model crashed during a training mission in South Korea, killing 2 crew members. 3 weeks earlier, an Apache Longbow crashed during another South Korean training mission. Nevertheless, Apache Longbows, with their new radar-seeking system, are expected to play a major role on the battlefield in Iraq. Longbow pilots confidently predict that even if Iraqi forces run from the Apache Longbows, they won't be able to hide. Alicia Root, VOA News, Udari Airfield, Northern Kuwait.